Page 87. Listening. Exercises 7 and 8.
Hi, I'm Chris Williams, and welcome to a special edition of Radio Helpline. Research shows that 28% of college graduates have jobs that do not require a degree. And when you consider that, in the U.S., college tuition for the average student is nearly $40,000 for a four-year degree, college is not as attractive an option as it used to be. I'm joined in the studio today by career advisor Joe Harvey, who is here to take some of your calls and help you with decisions about your future. Joe, welcome and thank you. Let's go straight to our first caller. Hello, Alex. What would you like to ask Joe?
Hi, I'm graduating from high school next July, and my family and teachers are all expecting me to go to college, but I'm not so sure it's such a good idea. It's so expensive, and I'd like to get some life experience, too.
Hi, Alex. You'll be pleased to know there are other options you could consider. Have you thought about getting a 2-year degree?
No, I haven't. I just know I'm interested in engineering.
There are some 2-year engineering degree programs available. You'll be able to study at a community college, which is much more affordable, and you'll be able to start working in half the time. I think it's an option you could look into. It is a great alternative to doing a traditional 4-year university degree.
Oh, wow! Thanks, Joe. I'll certainly look into 2-year programs.
Let's move on to another caller. We have Gemma on the line. Hello, Gemma. What's your question for Joe?
Hello, Joe. I want to launch my own business, and I just wondered if you had any advice.
Well, Gemma, 50% of high school graduates born between 1995 and 2010 want to launch their own business, so you're not alone. And it's always good work experience for the future. However, there is a lot of competition, so your business needs to be very special and unique. I have 3 pieces of advice for you. 1. Do a lot of research and know who your customers are. What do they like? What don't they like? Who do they admire? And who do they follow? 2. Use social media for marketing. Post interesting blogs and attractive photos on Instagram. Have conversations with your followers and reply to their comments and messages. Build good relationships with them. And 3, make sure you are organized. Download an online planner or organizer to keep all your plans on track and organized.
Thanks, Joe. That's great advice.
You'll also find some good advice on my website. Have a look at that.
Thank you. I will.